or if you have a lead in the fourth quarter, you can't hold on at the end, but this time, I mean, you were right there for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I think our schedule is really backward. You know, we played a lot of good teams towards the end of the year, a lot of playoff teams, and, you know, we were super competitive, but it's a bottom-line business, so... you know, it sucked, you know, losing five straight games there, especially when we had a chance in almost every one of those games. But, hopefully we can use this kind of as a springboard going into the offseason. I mean, it's definitely better to go in the offseason with a win rather than a loss.
Tim, you may talk about this with fourth and five at the 5-yard line. Well, you're running there. Nothing, right? It didn't get started fast.
Yeah, Coach Monk always talks about it. Just starts with one play. Just find a way to get that first down, kind of get the chains moving, kind of get some momentum. And, you know, it was pretty easy pitch and catch right there, which is cool.
Yeah, playing off, right?
Exactly, yeah. It looked like they were in zone coverage, so I just kind of found a hole, sat down. Okay. James gave me a good ball. But, you know, pretty awesome for Chris.
Yeah.
You know, first touchdown of the year, first career touchdown, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
With 5 seconds left to win the game, last game of the year, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, it says a lot about the guys on our team, you know, that we stuck with it, especially when, you know, 95 yards to go with a minute 20 left, no timeouts.